Hip Tranquil Chick, October 31st, 2005.
Greetings, this is Kimberly Wilson. Welcome to the sixth edition of the Hip Tranquil Chick podcast, which is a girl's guide for living a luxe lifestyle on and off the yoga mat. So today I'm back in the Pink Palace in Washington, D.C., and I must confess I'm actually still in bed, and it's mid-afternoon. I have a little bit of a cold, so you may notice that with the podcast. Just a heads up, I don't want to keep my listeners waiting while I get over the cold, so we'll just continue. Exciting news also that last week we were featured on Adam Curry's Podfinder podcast, which is really exciting. He's known as the Podfather, so those of you who do a lot of podcast listening, I'm sure, are quite aware of him. But he did feature our soiree throwing podcast on his. It's very exciting for a young podcast. Now, today's podcast consists of my top 10 self-care tips for today's busy girl. A delicious podcast, pose of the podcast sequence. And then, as always, we're closing it off with some of my favorite pod-safe music. So follow along and view our show notes at hiptranquilchick.blogspot.com. So the weather is chilled, hibernation begins to sound pretty darn desirable, leaves are falling, and the impending holidays are in sight. Now we're going to begin finding Christmas decorations everywhere. So it's time to begin to focus internally and just setting some boundaries, staying more aware of yourself to prevent illnesses such as mine, but just to make sure that you stay in balance during what will be a hectic, busy, bustling, yet exciting next 2 months. So my number one tip is to set boundaries. Because if you think about it, during the holidays, we're pulled in so many directions, but we're also pulled in many directions over these next couple months with just holiday parties, family, friends, etc. It's all very exciting, but it can also take a toll. So I think it's really important to begin to notice whenever you're saying yes and you know inside you should have said no. And I use the word should lightly because how many of our decisions are based on shoulds rather than what we really want to do? So think about it for Thanksgiving or even Christmas or Hanukkah. Are you desiring to stay home, curled up with a really good book, watch breakfast at Tiffany's, and hang out with your cat rather than spend it with family that you don't resonate with very well? Travel, maybe you don't have the finances to travel this time of year, or you just don't want to deal with it. So think about it. Think about what is important to you and how you want to spend your time, not over in the holidays, but in general. And begin to set boundaries surrounding that, living a little less on should and more on what do I want. Number two, when in doubt, draw a hot bubble bath. So I really do live by this. This time of the year, from basically October through February, you'll find me in the bathtub every night, just kind of letting the day go, just thinking with like a nice glass of wine, a cup of tea, some sparkling water. And it's just a great way to warm the body. My bones did get quite chilly this time of year, but also just to decompress. So think about this as a way to cleanse. You know, in the Christian tradition, the way I was raised, baptism was a way to get rid of your sins. And in an odd way, I kind of think of that whenever I'm in the bathtub at night, of a way of just like shedding the day and just moving forward, just kind of cleansing, decompressing, letting go. So indulge in this full body state of mindfulness magic. And then the bath products, oh my goodness, that are associated with it are so much fun. Lush bath bombs, I'm a huge proponent of Lush, are my favorite. It's like a little sundae in your bathtub. What I mean by sundae is they have all these great scents, and then you can even have like all this stuff floating around, including glitter and flower petals and all this great stuff. So check that out. That's lush.com. Okay, number three, cultivate an attitude of gratitude. Now, how could I forget this for our Thanksgiving holiday? So think about it. Whenever you have those woe is me moments, which I definitely have those on a regular basis, and I assume other people do also, think of ways that you can kind of transition out of that and focus your energy elsewhere. A lot of people recommend that every morning or every night that you make a list of even just 1 to 5 things of what you're grateful for, what went well in your day, what is going well in your life. For a lot of us, it's basic things like health, shelter, clothing, family, friends. But think about it, take it a little deeper and maybe even reach out to some of these people who have had an effect on your life. Old friends, old teachers. It's amazing to really think about who has touched your life and to honor them throughout. So think of this season of giving and of giving thanks. Cultivate an attitude of gratitude. Number four is sleep in. I tell you, I think this and journal writing are two of the best free forms of therapy, along with hot baths and tea sipping. But think about this. So let one of your days on the weekends be a sleep-in day, or maybe you need a mental health day. For a lot of us, it's really important that we at least have even half a day a week to decompress. I very seldom get a day off, but when I do, they're so, so divine and sacred. But what you can do if you don't have the luxury of a full day off or a full weekend off is to carve out a morning, even until noon, where you're just going to stay in bed, you're going to read, write in your journal, and just kind of let time pass. And if you're an avid planner or to-doer, then put that on your to-do list, and then you can mark it off whenever you do get up and out of bed. So number five is touch. So for me, whenever I'm taking yoga classes and the teacher assists, it's like my absolute favorite thing. And I believe that the power of touch is really, really, really powerful. So you can get this through various things. Massage, reflexology, my favorite thing in the world. Yoga classes, of course, at Tranquil Space. So we always give assists. Talking to a dear old friend who talks with her hands. You'll notice some people, they'll touch you as they're talking to really emphasize things. And those are great people whenever you need the touch. People who are huggers. Reconnecting with old friends. Caressing a tired friend's head. You know, it's like all of the ways that we can get touch into our life on a daily basis without it being severe or really having to go out of our way to get it or even paying for it through massage. Number six, pay attention to sensations. So with this, it's a matter of awareness, mindfulness, consciousness. So recognize how approaching a certain situation feels in your body. Notice if talking to someone leaves your heart center feeling closed and constricted, or do you come away feeling inspired, open, as if you could conquer the world? These are the people you want to be spending your time with. So pay attention also to what like waiting in a line does to your pulse. Does it immediately go up? Is there a way you can learn to breathe through these situations so they're not so challenging for you? We learn a lot about ourselves simply by noticing our reactions to stimuli. And then allow yourself to be a little less reactionary. And that goes into number seven of truly being less reactionary. So we had a workshop last week at the studio on meditation. And the teacher said that it's really important with meditation to learn to cultivate space between there being a stimuli and then your reaction. And I gave an example in a recent muse of whenever you get one of those emails, you're like, oh my gosh, and your immediate reaction is just to fire off something negative. Well, I think the interesting thing is that oftentimes we take tone of email to be more negative than it is, and how giving yourself the space between your reaction, it helps to diffuse what could have been a bomb, and it also helps you to kind of get grounded and be less emotional in your responses. I can't emphasize this one enough. I think I've learned so, so much by working with this, and also in myself and noticing how reactionary I am. There's a great book called The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz, I believe is his name. I'll put a link to it on the podcast, but one of the four agreements is never take anything personally. And I think it's so important, especially with regard to this this tip on being less reactionary, because when people do things, it's not always about us, even though we internalize it as such and then react in a way that can ruin relationships or situations. So I think this one is a really important one. Especially as we're approaching the holidays and we have family members that say certain things, you know, they always know how to push our buttons. So think of taking a deep breath and finding a little space between the stimuli and your reaction. Number 8, begin your holiday shopping now. Like, truly, do I need to say more here? So think about getting your holiday cards, your decorations, your party planning, your gifts, outfits, all this stuff now. Then you're not running around last minute. You can shop online. The day after Thanksgiving is a great day. I think it's the biggest shopping day of the year, so it's a great day also to get tons of sales. And that way you're all taken care of and you can breeze through the holidays without the hurry and the concern. And your size being out. Number 9, of course, practice yoga daily. At the end of the podcast, I'm going to walk you through a sun salutation, which is a full body yoga practice. Feels divine, only takes a few minutes a day, and it can really make a big difference in really welcoming your day, greeting the sun, hence the name sun salutation, or greeting it whenever you wake up, even if that's 9 a.m., and just really connecting with your body before you transition into your day. So remember that practicing yoga daily can be done subtly. As I mentioned in the last podcast, you can do it at the board, at the boardroom table, at a meeting, just like rolling the wrists and circles and focusing on your breath during a board meeting, while running around town, at the office, and of course in the privacy of your own home. And number 10, release expectations. I feel like this is one of my biggest areas of growth. Of expecting things, of expecting a certain reaction, expecting even the common courtesy of a thank you or a congratulations or anything kind of in exchange for something that you do. Whenever you expect that, more than likely you're going to be disappointed. And you don't want to be someone who's tit for tat with everything. And as a Cancer, I'm a Cancerian, we tend to be a lot like that. And so that's something I have to really work through. But release expectations. So say you put a book query out to an agent. Release the expectation of, if I don't hear back from that person, I'm not a good writer. Just know that the right thing will happen when it's ready. And release the expectation of people acknowledging you for acknowledging them or for giving them gifts or for rewarding them for things. A lot of people just, maybe they weren't brought up that way or they just don't see the value in it. But as someone who was made to write thank you notes the day of Christmas, before we could even play with our toys, I really hold a lot of value in that. But just because I do doesn't mean other people do. And by being able to release expectations that people do the same, do things the way you do, it'll save a lot of discouragement along the way. So these are my top 10, that's such a tongue twister, top 10 tips for self-care as we head into the holidays. So I hope that these will help to inspire and inform your continued growth of yoga, both on and off the mat. Now I'm going to take you into the pose of the podcast. It's actually a sequence, as I mentioned, the sun salutation. And remember, you can do this. I actually saw someone doing it at the Miami International Airport at luggage claim once, and I was like, oh, that's bravery. But it just feels so good. So remember that even if you just do one or two of these a day, you're still getting in a yoga practice, really working to connect and move with your breath. Okay, so we begin in Tadasana, Mountain Pose, at the top of your yoga mat or wherever you're setting up your station, your little yoga station. And bring your hands to Anjali Mudra, which is prayer position in front of the heart. So standing in Tadasana, it's like headstand turned upside down, so it's active, strong, vibrant. Big toe mounds together, heels slightly apart, they're underneath the sitting bones, inner spiral of the thighs, scoop the tailbone, lift the chest, lengthen through the top of the head, hands in prayer. Inhale, extend the arms straight up, reach tall. Exhale, swan dive, forward fold. Inhale, lengthen the spine, lift the head flat back, pull shoulders from ears. Exhale and fold. You may want to hang out here for a little while. Forward folds. This feels so, so good. Great for opening up the backs of the legs. Now inhale and step back with your right leg coming to a lunge. So wiggle that right foot all the way back so that the heel is directly above the ball of the foot. The left knee's over the left ankle. Press forward with the left shin. Pull back with that right heel. Feel opposing forces, and then your hands are lined up with the left toes. That's your lunge. You can rock forward and back, just awakening the hips, hanging out there for a while if you'd like. Now the next transition here is you come to downward facing dog. So step back with your left leg to downward facing dog. Now this was a future pose of the podcast, so we all remember down dog. You can pedal your feet, spread your fingers wide, take gentle twists through the torso. Your feet are hip width apart, hands are shoulder width apart, and your body is making an inverted V. Now inhale, come forward to plank. Shoulders over the wrists, heels directly above the balls of the feet. So body straight as a board. Now let's drop the knees. We'll take half chaturanga. Drop the knees and then lower the shoulders down so that they're even with the elbows, which are bent at 90 degrees. So your shoulders, elbows, and hips are in a straight line. The belly isn't touching. So there's a lot of upper body strength, girls. Now inhale, slide along the mat, drop the belly. Hands come under the shoulders. And lift through the chest, uncurl the toes, cobra pose. This one feels really nice. You can also bring hands behind the back, interlace the hands, pull the arms back, lift through the chest. Great for opening the shoulders. Now release the hands, bring them back under the shoulders, curl the toes under, downward facing dog. Inhale, step forward with the right foot, coming to a lunge. You can again here rock forward and back. You're reaching forward through the right shin, back with the left heel. And lengthening tall. And now step forward with the left foot, forward fold. Inhale, extend the arms out to the sides and all the way up, palms of the hands together, gaze to the thumbs. And exhale, hands to prayer. Very nice. So that's your sun salutation, a full body warm up and awakening. Share your thoughts with me at Kimberly@TranquilSpace.com. And be sure to visit TranquilSpace.com and HipTranquilChick.com for additional sources of inspiration. To close out the show, as always, we're playing some fabulous PodSafe tunes, which is music by new unsigned artists to help share their art with our listeners. So today's selection, perfect for your sun salutation, is String Groove by Anthems of the Bygone Era from the PodSafe Music Network. Thanks for joining me on the 6th edition of the Hip Tranquil Chick podcast. I love hearing from you, so be sure to drop a note. Namaste.